We are now being joined by Joey Davis. We'll begin with a few questions from within the room. Nolan?
Joey, congrats on the win, man. Is that pretty much what you thought was going to happen when you guys got in there? Pretty dominant performance from you.
I thought I was going to be more, you know, precise on my feet, but he was a heck of an opponent. He came out ready to go. And that's all I can ask for an opponent. It had me on my P's and Q's, and I just went back to the drawing board.
And I know a lot of people have tagged you as a prospect, next big thing, next big thing. Do you feel like tonight you proved you're a contender in this division, that you're ready to take that next step up, take those big name matchups from here on out?
Yeah, absolutely. Beating a champion from another organization, that just shows what I'm capable of in eight fights now. So sky's the limit for me. You know, I just still got to get back to the drawing board, get back to practice, get back on the consistent grind. Because what's going on right now, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
And I know this certainly is not a bad problem to have, but I'm sure you're advancing your other areas of your game too, beyond what we saw tonight. So is there part of you that when you go out there, you're like, oh, I kind of almost want to be able to practice that, or, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. Man, you hit it right on the nose. You know, honestly, I was like, he's 24 years old. I haven't fought nobody that young before. So I was like, okay, this is going to be probably a Muay Thai fight. But, you know, he was strong, like, you know, very compact, and he came out just swinging. You know, I haven't really had a performer do that to me in pretty much all my fights. So, you know, I did what I could for the fans, and I summed up the win.
You know, you had that crazy storied college career for wrestling, and you've carried it over into MMA. I mean, where do you think your MMA wrestling matches up with the rest of the welterweight division? I'm assuming you think you're right at the top of that list, right?
Absolutely. At the welterweight division, I feel, you know, my resume speaks for itself, and pretty much all my fights, you can see I have a pretty nice takedown, but that does not dictate the whole fight. You know, I still got to work on a lot of stuff, and I'm sure that, you know, everybody's going to be watching this film and to see what, you know, my mistakes are. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a fight.
And so where do you go from here? You're trying to get back in there sooner rather than later, take some time off. What are you thinking there?
There's some things I still want to accomplish in life, like I was saying in my last interviews, but, you know, I'm a training wreck. All I do is train 24/7. I'm around one of the best coaches in the world. We got one of the best prospects, 17-0, 16-0, whatever his record is, AJ McKee. So sky's the limit for me. I know I got to get back in that practice room.
Thanks, man.
Santiago?
Hi, Joey. Congratulations on a very dominant performance. Your takedowns were so impressive to see, and I thought the one judge who scored it 30-26 had it correct. Did you feel it as well, that you scored at least 1-10-8 round during that fight?
Oh man, honestly, I didn't even hear the scoreboards. I was just so concerned about my performance. That's one thing about me. I try to put on a heck of a show for the crowd, and I really didn't want to do that much takedowns. I tried to work a couple of head kicks in there, but you know, I am happy with the way they did score it. You know, I did take over all the rounds, and you know, I did land us a couple of good blows on the bottom. I think I was rocking them a lot on the bottom. He felt those.
Yeah, definitely. Some very special people have come from Compton. How proud are you to have such an amazing city behind you?
Oh man, that's a heck of a question. I'm thankful to honor that, to answer that. It's tremendous, you know, because all I try to do is put on for the inner city kids and let them know that dreams do come true and people are watching you if you're willing to work for it. And that's what all I'm about. It's just, you know, whatever you believe in, you can achieve, you know. And yeah, I'm really proud of my performance and putting it on for the city of Compton. Thank you.
Keith?
Hey, Joey, it's Keith Sherwin from SureDog. Congratulations on the victory, and also being a role model to those kids is pretty great accomplishment. You just talked to Nolan, and you mentioned, you know, your resume speaks for itself in wrestling. You're one of the best wrestlers in the history of collegiate wrestling. But you know how it is when you come in D2, the D1 guys always look down at you, say, oh, it's D2, it's not that big of an accomplishment. But we've seen so many D2 wrestlers do so well in MMA. I mean, Kamaru Usman, D2, champion in the UFC. John Jones was a junior college wrestler. He's, you know, champion in the UFC. Do you think this is your chance to show those, you know, that long rivalry with these wrestlers that you are the best guy in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all competitiveness. You know, we got a lot of boxers, you know, or Muay Thai guys that'd be like, you know, they're not going to take me down. You got jiu-jitsu guys who just think they're the best overall, you know, and you got the wrestlers, you know, who they say dominate the sport. But at the end of the day, it's all competition. And when we're in the same arena, you could just feel the vibe. You know, you could just feel like, okay, this guy's a jiu-jitsu guy. You could just, you know, this guy's a stand-up guy. And, you know, and all the wrestlers, pretty much, we walk around together and we come as one for the most part, you know, from my standpoint of view. And it is awesome, you know, but I don't carry that chip on my shoulder because, you know, wrestling is done. Now I'm just trying to become a mixed martial artist and grasp all those skills and master it. So and that's a hell of a thing to accomplish, but you know, it's worth a try.
One last question for you. You said in the pre-talk that you feel like you're ready for a big step up in competition. You know, the division you're in is really good, really good talent. Any chance you actually ask for someone specifically?
I don't really call out names. Reason being is because, you know, I have a donut next to my record. So they know that, you know, I'm a force to be reckoned with. And if I just keep working at it and training in the gym and stand next to my support team, you know, I'll get that top contender automatically. You know, I just got to keep that zero going and keep my wins going.
Jay Anderson.
Hey, Joey, congrats on the win. I just want to go back to something you said tonight and on the media day. You've kind of touched on it. You said on the media day, there's more to life than fighting. You mentioned tonight that there's other things you want to do. Can you just give us some insight on that? You know, where those comments come from and what is it that you're looking to explore?
Well, it comes from just my parenthood and where I come from. And like, you know, growing up, you know, I was always doing wrestling camps. I was always, you know, helping the community out. It was just something that was just brought to my attention at a young age. And as I'm an MMA fighter, and as Bellator found me, I feel that I can accomplish those goals much funner and much easier, you know, by just keep winning and keeping that zero next to my name.
All right, thanks very much.
Donna?
Hey, Joey, congratulations on the result. I mean, what a performance. The way that Bobby was talking going into this fight, he almost had me convinced that this result was going to go the other way. But when you got in there with him, it was never really in any doubt. But he gave you some challenges in there in terms of you were never, it never looked like he was going to give up and let you finish him.
Yeah. Like I said, he proved some things to me I didn't think he can do by just keeping his pace. You know, he kept the pace the whole fight. Even when I took him down, he was just talking to me the whole fight, you know, talking to the referee. And to me, that was just like, wow, okay, this guy came in shape and he's a real professional. So I respect him to the fullest. He'll always be remembered in my book. But then again, you know, he showed pretty much nothing he can do with me. You know, I dominated every area. You know, I landed a couple of kicks. I landed a couple of jabs and I took him down and I held him down pretty much every area in the cage. Like, we were not in the middle. So it just shows what I can do in total of dominance. And when I'm ready to control somebody and how I kept composed, I'm very happy with my performance with a former champ.
I know you don't like to call out names, but Yaroslav Amosov just took an O from another ex-wrestler in your division in Logan Storley. Are you interested in getting in with him?
You know, I've been watching him and he's, you know, a heck of an opponent, but you know, that's up to Bellator. You know, me, I'm gonna celebrate this win and I'm gonna get back to my family because it's been a long journey due to what's going on with the virus and stuff, so, and a long camp, so. You know, whatever Bellator wants me to do, I'm willing to do it.
Last one, Felipe.
Yep. Hi, Joey. Nice to meet you, man. I work at the fight site, and my boss is Edward Gallo. He had you watch your book from Compton to Cleveland, so it was nice to see you perform tonight. He told me in earlier interviews, your goal is always to not take damage in your career, like GSP, kind of, to always dominate the fight. Would you say that your opponent was very dangerous, was a good test for you tonight, as he's very dangerous, but you barely got hit once?
Absolutely. You know, he was very tough, and he came out on all his P's and Q's. You know, he was just ready. And I could just tell by the whole week we were here in the Mohegan Sun and how he was just, you know, he was just a very awkward dude to be around. You know, he was just always next to me during the fights or during like weigh-ins or during like our little testing and stuff like that. And you know, I could just tell that he was just super pumped to challenge me, you know, and that's all I can ask for as a contender. And it was just exciting to get that win.
All right, thanks a lot, Joey. Congrats.